The Seder plate al Pida Arizal, which many people are knowing, is we have a Zroya at the top on the right hand side, and the Zroya is the arm, a Zroya from either an animal or an oif, a bird, that corresponds to, that commemorates the Korban Pesach. On the left, at the top, there's an egg. Some use meat because it's to commemorate the Korban Chagiga, and that's mitzad smoil, the Korban Chagiga. So the top right, which is Keneged Chesed, is the Zroya commemorating the Pesach. The top left is the Chagiga, which when most people are knowing today to use an egg that commemorates the Korban Chagiga, which is Keneged Gevura. And the reason why we use a Beitza is because a Beitza symbolizes Avelas Kiyadua, and we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we cannot bring up the Korban Chagiga, and therefore it's commemorated by using the a Beitza. And in the middle is Teferes, that's Mora, and Mora is Teferes. And then the bottom side, on the right hand side, is Netzach, that's Keneged the Charoises, and on the left hand side, Keneged Hoy, that's Keneged Karpas. And then lower down is connected the Chazeres, that's connected the Midas Yisoid. I don't know if we'll discuss the Midas Yisoid today. But first, let's start with the first two, the Zroya and the Chagiga. Now, the Pesach and the Chagiga, why do we commemorate the Pesach with the Zroya? Commemorating the Zroya Hanatuyo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the outstretched arm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why Dafka does Korban Pesach resemble the outstretched arm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So this is discussed in a different share by Arichus. We'll discuss it more possibly Bekitzer. And the main question is that we have to ask is, if both the Pesach, the right, the Zroya, and the Beitza, one's connected the Pesach, one's connected the Chagiga, why is there more avelus on the Chagiga that we can't come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring up a Korban Chagiga more than the Pesach? We can't bring up a Pesach either. There's no Beis HaMikdash. So as much avelus as we have that we can't bring up the Chagiga, we cannot bring up the Pesach either. So you can use an egg for the Pesach as well. Why are we using an egg for the Chagiga? To commemorate the avelus. And how's Mora Teferes? How does Mora follow on the beginning of Teferes? Why is Charoes is Netzach? Why is the Karpas Hoyd? But the Yisoid HaDvarim Yesh Loima is the following. Korban Pesach, we know, is the Bittul Avodah Zarah. The Pesach, the Tleh that they took was the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, and there was a Bittul Avodah Zarah. The Tleh was the Bittul of Avodah Zarah. Korban Pesach is Mevatel Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah Bekitzer means Chas v'Shalom that there's two Anhagos. The Poed Avodah Zarah believed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. The Rambam in Hilchas, beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, says so explicitly. They believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. But there's other powers. There's Kilu, not just one Anhaga, there's more than one Anhaga, Chas v'Shalom. That was the Emun of the Oed Avodah Zarah. Korban Pesach is to show that no, it's Bittul Avodah Zarah. There's only one Anhaga, and that's the Anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zroya Hanatuya, the reason why there's a dogish, we stress when we commemorate the Korban Pesach, we stress the Zroya Hanatuya, is because the Zroya Hanatuya, the outstretched arm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to understand what this means, the outstretched arm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? I understand the Yod Chazaka, but what's the Zroya Hanatuya? What does it mean it's stretched? So I think the Maral says that it was stretched in Zman. Stretched means in Zman. Lefi zeh, we can say that the Zroya Hanatuya that's represented, the Zroya Hanatuya that's represented by the Zroya of the Korban Pesach is the following. And then we'll understand its connection to Korban Pesach Dafka. Because outstretched arm, the Zroya Hanatuya may be pshat. Al derech the Maral. Taking it further than the Maral, that a person has to realize that there's only one Anhaga in the world, and that's the Anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no more than one Anhaga of Hashem. In other words, even when it seems like there's a hest upon him, we don't see clearly the Yad Hashem. But nevertheless, we're Ma'amin b'mun Shleima. Without seeing, we're Ma'amin b'mun Shleima that there's only one Anhaga of Hashem. Sometimes it's behesta, but it's there. Because if you say it's not there, if you say Chas v'Shalom, there's two Anhagas, then that's Avodah Zarah already. So the outstretched arm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is there, Kaviyachu, and it's stretched out throughout the ages, throughout Lo'irach Kol HaDoiros. The outstretched arm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Hanhoga. Sometimes you can see it and sometimes you can't see it. The chilek is whether you can see it or whether you can't see it. But Be'emunah, the Hanhoga of Hashem is there. The same arm, Kaviyachu, that took us out of Mitzrayim, that same arm is stretched out, Lo'irach Kol HaDoiros. That's why Dafke Pesach, which is Bittl Avodah Zarah, which is Bittl two Hanhogas, we commemorate it with his Roya, which is an outstretched arm. That the same arm that took us out of Mitzrayim, Kaviyachal, the same arm is there, and it's Mashkiach and Klal Yisrael, Noir Kaladoyas. So you do have the famous Gemara in Yuma. I think it's a Gemara in Yuma. That when they saw it, and there was such a hest upon him, those who wanted to take away, we say in Shemen Esra, Kela Godla, Givav Anoira, Aye Neroisov, Aye Gedulaisov, Aye Givaroisov. But then he said, no, don't take it out. Hey, name Gedulaisov, Hey, name Givaroisov, Hey, name Neroisov. It's the same Gedula Gvura, same Gedula Gvura Anoira. Whether you can see it, whether you can't see it, that's a different story. That's the sod of Yitzis Mitzrayim, that's the sod of the Korban Pesach. That's how we commemorate the Korban Pesach with Zeruiah. Keneged Zeruiah Hanatuya. So if it's true that the difference is between the Re'iyah and the not Re'iyah, but the Hanhoga is still there, so Pesach corresponds to the Hanhoga. Chagiga, that corresponds to a Re'iyah or lack of Re'iyah. Let me explain what I mean. Mesechas Chagiga begins, Hakol Chayovim Be'Re'iyah. And Masechet Chagiga is about, the whole Masechet is about, kilu, the subject of the Masechet is about to be Oyla L'Riyah, to Oyla L'Regal. Kederech Sheba Lirois, Kach Ba Lirois. Ksholish Pom Mashona Yeroah. 3 times a year we went to the Beis Hamikdash to see the Hanhoga. In other words, the Kom Chagiga, Masechet Chagiga, represents not just the Emunah, but represents the actual Re'iyah. And that Re'iyah, when it goes away, when there's a Hest upon it, we can't see that Re'iyah. So for that there's Avelus. The Mesechus Chagiga is about the Indian mitzvah of Re'iyah. For example, that's why in the second Perek, you have the Perek all about what you're allowed to teach, what you're not allowed to teach, the Maisa Merkava, parts of Maisa Bereishis. In other words, the certain insights that a person mustn't go too high. There's the Gemara there of Arba Nichnas Lepardes, Nichnasu Lepardes. They went too high, they saw things they weren't allowed to see. Some of them. Rabbi Akiva is Nechmas B'Shalom and Yatz B'Shalom. Because Rabbi Akiva only sees one Hanhoga. We've discussed this many times. That Rabbi Akiva, when he saw the Chorba, when he saw the Shu'al, the fox, leaving the Kodesh Kedoshim, he laughed. He only sees one Hanhoga. Rabbi Akiva was Zoycha to that Re'iyah. Rabbi Akiva was Zoycha not just to have it mitam emunat, but to have it mitzad Re'iyah as well. That Rabbi Akiva only saw positive. He was a Talmud of Noachish Gamzu. Gamzu L'Toiva. Rabbi Akiva saw a Re'iyah. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Akiva, there was no Re'iyah, that was too dangerous for him. He was Nichnas B'Shalom, Yatz B'Shalom. And that's the Gemara Chagiga. So Meila, but for the Hamoinam, that's not the Madrig of Rabbi Akiva. Taka, we commemorate the Kom Chagiga, Mesechus Chagiga, the Indian of Oyla Regal with an egg. Because that part there isn't Avelus. There's no Re'iyah today. It's very hard to find to see it with this clarity of Re'iyah. Rabbi Akiva did, but it's very hard to get to that clarity of Re'iyah. Because it's an emunah. So the Pesach the emunah. And the Chagiga is the lack of Re'iyah. And for that there is a Mokum to list Abel. And therefore that's why Lagavi the Chagiga, which is on the left, which represents the Midas HaGvura. Havada, the Zeruiah is on the right, represents Chesed. We mamin that everything's b'chesed of HaKadosh Baruch. But b'poel, we see Gvura. That's the Chagiga. It's the lack of Re'iyah. To get to clarity, at times of Hest upon him, persons, we've got to work very hard. To get to clarity in Torah, persons, we've got to work very hard. Moror is Teferis. By Moror is Chayim, Bavoy the Kosher, Bachoyme Bilveinim. Choyme says the Zoya, it's Kalba Choyme. Leveinim is Liban Alocha. And that's how the Zoya dashens the Pasuk. On the ways to get clarity in Torah, on the drushes of the Torah. In other words, Moror is bitter. Mora corresponds to when there's no Re'iyah, when there's no clarity, we've got to work hard to break through to get to the clarity. The Yegiyah Ameila, through Hester, where we don't see it yet. And the whole Yegiyah Ameila to get there, to find clarity, if it's clarity in Torah, if it's clarity in Ashkocha Pratis, it's a battle full of stumbling blocks. Till we get there, it's very hard. And that's why it's a Hemshech. Mora is a Hemshech. After Gevura, after the Chagiga, where there's no Re'iyah, therefore Mora, therefore it's Teferis, therefore it's Mora, I mean, because you got to work hard to get to it. But when you work hard, when you Megala that Or, when you Megala that clarity, that's the most beautiful thing. That's the beauty of Teferis. When you break through the Choshech to get through the Aura, and then you Megala the Aura, and then you can see the Ashkocha, then you can see the Torah, then you can see the Pshat. In a Bechin of Re'iyah, that's the Yisra and Aura and Achoshech. That's the Bechin of Mor, that's the Bechin of Teferis. That's the struggles that a person has to do to understand Torah and to understand the Ashkocha of Hashem. That's the Bechin of Teferis. That's the Yisra and Aura and Achoshech. After the Mora, we have the Charoises, which is on the lower right hand side. It's connected Netzach. Charoises is the tar, the mortar, the cement. It's put white, red wine, commemorating blood. But we make the Charoises out of fruits, apples, nuts, different things. Which fruits? It says, Bo Dan Haloch, even Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Fruits that Klal Yisrael are nimshel to in Sheashir. Why is the Charoises made from fruits that Klal Yisrael is nimshel to in Sheashir? Why dafka Sheashirim fruits? Why dafka the fruits of Sheashirim that Yisrael are nimshel to? Why do we make the Charoises from there? But the answer is because Take represents the Tzaras of Klal Yisrael, the tar, the cement, the blood, the wine that represents the blood, the spilling of the blood. But why is it that Klal Yisrael's Netzach? Charoises is the Yemin Lamato, which is connected Netzach. Why is it Netzach? What's the Nitzchis of Klal Yisrael? The Nitzchis of Klal Yisrael is because Klal Yisrael realizes that the whole Netzach, the whole Nitzchis, the only reason why we're still around is we know and we yearn. We know the Beis HaMikdash is coming and we're yearning so much for the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore that gives us the koyach not to give up. What's Sheashirim all about? Rashi says in Akdoma, Al Mefarshim say in Akdoma, what's Sheashirim all about? Sheashirim is all about the Gaguim, the terrible, terrible yearning. Kicholas Ahava Oni. The Klal Yisrael feels in Golas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remembering the good times. We remember home. We remember being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. And the terrible Gaguim that we have. Kicholas Ahava Oni. We're sick from Gaguim and from Chukah, from yearning, to be back with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How comes we're still sick from that yearning? Salderchu the Beis Alevi says, on the pasuk in Echa, and two psukim, al hatziyah in sheshomeim shulim hilchuba lama lanetzach tishkecheni. What's the kasher? So he explains that the fact that Klal Yisrael, the fact that Eretz Yisrael was laid in ruins and couldn't be cultivated for thousands of years after the Chorban Bayis Sheni for nearly 2,000 years, until the last 50, 60 years, Baruch Hashem, where the Eden came back to Eretz Yisrael, where now it's a flourishing country. Nobody succeeded in doing what the Yidden succeeded in doing here in the last couple of years. It's waiting for Klal Yisrael. If it's waiting for Klal Yisrael, so then Al Hatziyah and Shishomim Shul and Milchuba. Why is it Shomim? Why is it Deslo? Because it's waiting for Klal Yisrael. So Lama Lanetzach Tishkacheni. No, so when are we coming back? Same Bechina. If we yearning for Hakadosh Baruch Hu amidst all the tzaras, there's so much bloodshed, which is in the Charoses, the red wine. So much Avodah Kosher, so much Levainim. So much that we could have long forgotten about. We could have long given up. Why haven't we given up? What's the Nitzchis? Netzach. What's the Nitzchis? The Nitzchis is because we have the Sheashirim. The fruits that make that tar are Sheashirim dikah fruits. The fruits are Klal Yisrael compared to a Sheashirim. With all the tzaras that we know that we're still heading somewhere. We're Nitzchis. And because we're heading somewhere, the fact that we're still yearning for Hashem. Thousands and millions of Yidden are yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, are yearning for the Beis HaMikdash. That shows that we're going to get there. That's what Sheashirim is all about, the yearning. We feel such a Cholas Ahava to Hashem after all these years. That's how we know that we are an eternal nation. That's in the middle of Netzach. That's the connection between the tar and the mortar and the blood with the fruits of Sheashirim. That's the Charoses. That's connected Netzach on the lower right hand side. Karpas, which is connected Midas Ahoyd, across from the Charoses. That represents Katnus. Habi Kavanas Ari, Katnus Rishon, it's Katnus. It represents the Moichin of Katnus. The whole idea of the washing before the Karpas. Kadesh Yishal Vatinoikas. It's a Bechin of Katnus Amoichin. What's that going to do with Hoyd? We discussed many times. that the hoid v'hoda, hoid over here in the context of hoid v'hoda, the beauty of Klal Yisrael. The beauty of Klal Yisrael is the simplicity of the children, the purity, the reinkite of Klal Yisrael. Is the children, the Yishalat Tenoikas, the Kindlech of Klal Yisrael. Al Tigo B'mshicha Eile Tenoikas Shubis Rabba. It's true, Hoid, to a certain degree, Hoid is on a low level. A certain degree in spheres, it's the end of the spheres, because Midas HaYisoid just gathers together all the spheres. Yisoid is a gatherer of spheres to be Mashpiat HaMalchus. But in terms of spheres, in certain Cheshboinus, Hoid is the end, it's the lowest, it's the greatest Katnus. But the Katnus, that's the pure Yiddishkeit. The more smarter person is, the more godless Amoichan he is, sometimes the less we're going to hold share in it. Ravi Pesach. Sometimes he loses the pure focus that he has. It's already calculations, it's already all about Cheshboinus. What this one's saying. The Hoy, the real beauty, the real Hoda of Klal Yisrael, is Takadavka the Katnus, when it's pure. When the little kindlech want to know, when the little kindlech are asking kashas, that's the beauty of Klal Yisrael. It's katnus, and therefore it's mitzat smoil. Mitzat smoil is simtzum, din, katnus. But if a yid realizes the chashivas of katnus, the chashivas of speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even at a time of Hester, even in a time where a person's on a down, on a low, he's got no moichin, but speaking like a child who hasn't got moichin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it's on the left hand side, and even though it's the gvur and the tzimtzum, but nevertheless, it's a very great thing. That's the bechin of karpas, the bechin is hoid on the left hand side.